We've been working on davening, Baruch Hashem. We've been getting a lot of chizuk from the Bachram. I think we could already come out with a kuntris, b'siyata d'shmaya, of the stories of Bachram of our yeshiva and guys overseas who are married, of neflos that are coming out of working on tefillah the past few weeks. Absolutely incredible stories. And it's because of the fact that Korav Hashem l'korav l'chol asher yikru'uhu be'emes. Whoever calls out to Hashem truthfully, sincerely, will see a response. We have that type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more we're working on our davening, the more real it's becoming. And the more real it's becoming, the more we start seeing things in our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And we learned last week that you have to daven to become you. You have to daven to become you. There are all sorts of brachas that are in store for you. Even from Rosh Hashanah, and the Derech Hashem said that if we're not ma'oirer derech tefillah, all the brachas that we were supposed to get, all of the tools in our toolbox for our mission of life, stay up in Shamayim. The pulley system that brings them down is every one of our Shmona Esreis. A person goes into Shmona Esrei and says the Derech Hashem, as much as they get into the Shmona Esrei is as much as the bracha they'll be able to bring down that's their own. That's their own. It's all upstairs and we have to bring it down from Shamayim. That's the Tachlis. We brought the Gemara in Nida on Daf Ayin that says so many people tried to become Talmidei Chachamim and sat in the Beis Medrash in the same way that Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman Zatzal sat there, if you could imagine. In the times of the Tanoim and Amoraim, people like that, and they didn't become Talmidei Chachamim. They didn't succeed with all that hard work, all that mysterious nefesh. What were they lacking? They didn't daven along with their hishtadlus. There were so many people who wanted wealth, which we said wealth is the idea, like our Rosh Yeshiva wouldn't have to go to America if he had the ability to sign check after check for all of the bachram of our yeshiva. Every bachram would get a personal tutor to become a Rebbe Kiva Eger if the yeshiva had an unlimited checkbook. That's the Ashiris the Gemara is talking about, and many people were honest in business, made investments, nothing came out of it. It has to come with tefillah, with davening. Davening is part of the hishtadlus. It's part of our system of getting bracha. And if a person doesn't daven, nothing happens. The system stops. And the truth is that a person should feel like half a man. Half a man. Because here we are, we're down here, and Shamayim is up there, and we need to be connected. But we're stuck down here. We're a half. Over here, we're a half. And this is how Hashem wants to create the relationship. We are one half down here, and we know we need our better half up in Shamayim. This is how the relationship was designed, was I am half a man. And it's a Beferish Medrash, an amazing Medrash. The Medrash says in Bereishis, Perek Chaf Halacha Siman Zayin, it says, Ve'el Ishech Chukasech. A woman will long for her husband. Arba chukasein. There are four chukas. Chukas are deep desires to connect. One of them is ein chukasan shel gishamim elah haaretz. Shenemar pakadata aretz vatishokikeha. The rain and the land have this relationship like a husband and wife to connect. The rain has no purpose without the land, and the land has no purpose without the rain. And they both need each other to be full, to be connected, to be one. Ein shukasay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu el Yisrael. Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Hashem has a chuka to connect with us. He created one nation that's going to be the ones that are marbe kavod shamayim in the world. And Hashem kiviyachol, if we could say such a thing, his plan is not full, it's not complete without Klal Yisrael. And the same back with us. Us without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are half a man. And the chukah of a husband and a wife. Chazal say that someone who doesn't have a wife is not called an Adam. He's not a full person. What's going on? What's this tshuka? This tshuka of the land and the rain and Hashem and Klal Yisrael, it's all the same sugya. It's about connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem takes all the bracha and he puts it high up there so that we can remember that we need to connect to Shamayim. Just like we don't know where our bread's going to come from. Where's it going to come from up there? So too, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. It's the same tshuka. It's the desire to connect. All of these problems that we have, the whole purpose is to remember that there's a Borei Olam and we're half a man. Borei Nefashos Rabbos V'Chesroinon Al Kol Masha Barasa. You ever say Borei Nefashos? We thank Hashem for Chesroinon, for our lackings. L'hachios Boim Nefesh Kol Chai. Part of the bracha of getting things is missing things. Because this is the dialogue. I'm missing something, I get something. I'm missing something, I get something. I'm lacking, I turn to Hashem. I'm lacking, I turn to Hashem. This is our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a very strange Gemara. And Baruch Hashem, I wasn't the first one to say it was strange. I don't know if I would have said this, Barabim. But the Ben Yehoyada makes the same diuk. The Gemara asks, Amar Rabbi Avohu, Me'emasai Mevarchin al Geshamim. When do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Geshem? It could be, according to some poskim, that we're lacking rain, we need rain, and then finally it comes. There's a bracha to say. A beautiful bracha. Modim anachnu lecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol tipa v'tipa shehoradit alanu. Thank you for every tipa. Shkayatalo. Boruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shekhonu mevarach. Geshem. So the Gemara says, when do we say this bracha? I would say when it rains hard. That's what I would say. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, Mishayetze chasan likras kala. When the chasan comes to greet the kala, what's this? Rashi explains that when the rain makes big puddles, like a chasan jumping up to greet a kala. What's going on over here? Okay, if there are any people who know that the Torah has secrets in it, this is the place to look. This is the way we describe rain. So the Ben Yehoyada, you can look there. There are deep, deep secrets in the Ben Yehoyada. But on our simple level, and this is supported by the Ben Yehoyada, that's what rain is. Rain is us down here on the land being greeted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a chasen and kala. And that's what our tefillah is. Our tefillah is a longing, a tshuka, and an answer, a response. I speak to Hashem, Hashem speaks back to me. And if we didn't have problems, we wouldn't connect. The Rosh Yeshiva showed me a beautiful Rashi, an incredible Rashi. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Daber v'amarta ko amar Hashem Elokim inini alecha paro melech Mitzrayim matanim agodol harovitz b'toch ye'oirov. Asher amar li ye'or v'ani asisani. Paro said, the Nile is mine arrogantly and I made myself. This is the arrogance of Paro. Says Rashi, Lefi shekol gdulasai shel Mitzrayim v'kol soiva shel ba al yidei ye'or nilus. They didn't have an issue with rain in Mitzrayim. It was simply put, it's an irrigation system that worked on its own. The Nile would overflow. Shalom al Yisrael, you'd say it's a bracha. Right? Listen to Rashi. Levki kacha navi memashal marcha letanin li yaori eini tzorich le'el yoinim. Paro says, I don't need shamayim. We have it all down here. Says in Rashi, what does it mean to have things and not have problems? It means to be disconnected with the Elyon. That's what it means. It means not to have a relationship with Hashem like a chasen and kala. And the more a person understands this, the more a person understands that all of the challenges in life are a mahalach to get you closer and closer with Hashem. Closer and closer. This is the tshuka, the connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, why is it so effective? Because it's a dialogue. It's a dialogue with Hashem. When you have a dialogue with the Eibishter, it's the best dialogue that you can have. You're having a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But now we come to our next sugya, which is, if this is a conversation, then why do we have a script? Why do we have a script? I mean, the way relationships go, it would be very convenient on shidduch dates if they would just give you a script. Guys are so nervous. They call me, what should I say, Rebbe? I have to even tell them jokes. Like a rabbi, a doctor, a priest, you know, that's on day two. So they need a script, right? A script is not a way to have a dialogue. Imagine Shana Rishona, third week, finally your wife makes a special Shabbos, right? And you're now trained for the big thank you at the end, right? All these shalom bayit. So you take out your script. Your chalent was delicious. Your kugel was divine. I didn't make kugel. I mean your chocolate cake. I made sponge cake. What's going on over here? This is not the way to have a dialogue. This is not the way to connect. And nevertheless, three times a day, we say the same text, the same Shmona Esrei. How are we supposed to get into something like this? How are we supposed to appreciate it? How are we supposed to have a conversation like this? And the answer is, Baruch Hashem, we have a text. Do you know why? Because there's another type of dialogue. Imagine you have to go in front of the king, right? When there used to be kings. We can't even say presidents anymore. It doesn't work. Can't even say it out of my mouth, right? You go in front of a king. We're back to the king, Mashal. You go in front of a king on behalf of the entire Jewish people, right? You know what you first say to your friend? What do I say? What do I say? What do I say? What am I going to say to the king? Imagine somebody would give you a script, and all you have to do is read the script, and you know that the king will be happy with that. Do you know what a relief that is? Do you know what a relief that is? You have to articulate all of your economic issues, all your social issues, right? All the issues of anti-Semitism. For the Jewish people, you're just some guy. You don't even know how to spell your own name. Like, what are you going to do over here? You have a script. B'chesed Hashem, we have a script. The Abu Dram writes that the first thing we say to Hashem when we go into Shmona Esrei, Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agiti l'asecha, is Hashem, I can't speak to you. I'm scared of articulating something. He brings the pasuk in Mishlei, La'odam marchei lev la'Hashem manalashon. Hashem, put words into my mouth. I don't even know what I could possibly do. Sometimes people come down and they want to speak to me in my office, and it's very serious, and I get serious, they get serious. They go, well, Rebbe, so you hear Rebbe? What do you say? This is like every day. What's going on over here? We don't know how to talk, Bichlal. We don't know how to say anything. And Baruch Hashem, because of that, the Rambam says that Anshei Knesset HaGdola had mercy on us. It says in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Kevin Shigolu Yisrael B'Yemei Nebuchadnezzar, Klal Yisrael, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, were dispersed. They were in Pras, in Yavon, in Shara Umais, and nobody knew how to talk. Nisbalbal Lashonim. Everyone was speaking Yinglish, Parashish. Everything was confused. Hebrew, English, Greek, Persian, you name it. Nobody could have a coherent sentence. Nobody. They didn't know any languages. And they certainly couldn't speak in Lashon HaKodesh. Whoops! He would say, not enough. He was this close to asking something intelligent and good for himself. Or to say a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'lashon kodesh. And it all ended up being jumbled into Lashonus Acheris. Kevan Shira Ezra Beis Dinai Kach. When Ezra and his Beis Din saw this, Tiknu Shmoneh Esrei, Brachos al HaSeder. They gave us the Shmoneh Esrei to help us learn how to speak. And Rabbeinu Bechai, Rabbeinu Bechai says in Dvarim, Yud Aleph Yud Gimel, V'chein titztarech ladat, you have to know, ki miyemos Moshe aran sheknes zadoyla, ha'isat tefila b'Yisrael b'iltimus uderes b'tikun shava l'kulan. It wasn't so simple to daven. There was a hierarchy in daveners. A Navi would be a very good davener, and a simple man would struggle. You were stuck in how much of a poet you were, and how articulate you were, and how intelligent you were. Everyone's on their own. Imagine you would schwitz before going into davening. You're on your own, kid.
Until Anshe Knesset Gdolah were misakin Shmona Esrei, Kadesh Tiem Misudaris Befiakol.
Let every man and every woman and every child be able to converse with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the most articulate and incredible way.
V'lekach Tiknua B'Lashon Pashut.
And they wrote it in such simple Lashon. It's very easy, the Lashon of the Shmona Esrei. You ever look at your Slichas that were written by Tanoim, Rav Elazar Kalir, the Kenais? You ever understand one word there? Do you know why you don't? Because they were scared stiff to speak to the Rabbeinu Shalom. They were able to write it in that high language and that only. But Anshei Knesset Gdolah, who had Nevi'im with them, they were able to write B'Lashon Pashut Muvan, Kedei Shelo Yisbal B'Lu Arayonim B'Avanas HaLashon. No one should get confused during their Shmona Esrei. Vishu Kol Yisrael Shavin Ba. That every man should be equal, everyone in Klal Yisrael, bein chachamim, bein tipshim, whether geniuses, iluyim, yodim, shas, neviim, doesn't matter, or fools. Tiknu osa b'kavana gedoyla, says Rabbeinu Bechai, b'hashkacha yisera. And he says, if you see it, kol zeh lo haya b'mikra, there's nothing here that's happenstance, kim bi'iyun gadol mukrach u'mutzrach. It was all absolutely necessary, an incredible, incredible creation called Shmoina Esrei. And the Gemara Megillah tells us on Daf Yud Ches that if it wasn't for Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, we wouldn't be able to say anything. And now that they said they're Shmoina Esrei, the Gemara says the most beautiful thing. L'cha Hashem Dumia Tehila. To Hashem, the best thing you could do is be quiet. Who would dare speak in front of Hashem? The only reason we can daven is because Nevi'im went all the way up to the top, as high as they could go in Shamayim, and they saw the Ritzonus of Hashem, and they saw everything that was needed to communicate, and then they brought it down here. They brought it down here. And that's what we have. That's our Shmona Esrei. It's written Derech Nevuah. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, brings this mamish to a different madrega. He says, in Beis Yud Gimel, V'chol Meivin Yavin, D'lo Osi Inish Al Yaveshto Sheyuchol L'Sakin Tikun Nifla V'Noira Kazeh. Nefesh HaChaim, who knew the secrets of Kabbalah, says it's not possible for a human being to have written Shmona Esrei. Lichlol the lignoi is b'matbeya tefila kfuah v'sedura b'nusach echad, in one nusach to put in tikkunim shel kol ha'olamos elyonim v'tachtonim. Through a Shmona Esrei, you're able to go all the way to the top, to the Kisei HaKavod, and really much, much higher than that. Really much, much higher than the Kisei HaKavod. Fix everything that's going on. Higher than all of the cosmos, all the way down to little old me. Through these words and these words alone. Tikkunim chadashim, and you think that there are repeats. He says every day is a different tikkun, and until Mashiach comes, no Shmona Esrei will fix the same thing as the other. Each Shmona Esrei of every yid will have a different tikkun to fix something different. Therefore, he says, "Who built the efsher in lo al yedei nevuah elyona?" You have to be a prophet, and if anyone wants to study Kabbalah, which I don't recommend at our age, my age included, but if you would open up the Shar Kavanos of the Arizal, you wouldn't be able to read all the tikkunim. You wouldn't even be able to make a coherent sentence out of any of the tikkunim that are going on in your little old Shmona Esrei. But it's all happening. It's all happening.
Asher hofia lehem hofah atzuma, they got a great nevuah. Be'ez tikun nusach matbea tefillah, when they made the matbea of the tefillah. Some who yisbarach shmo befiim elu atebos esfuris. Hashem placed these letters and these words into their mouths and into their pens. Lezos miu asher omer besod Hashem al omek kavanas yisbarach. We have to understand that this is something exciting to know about. And then he says over here, in a Haggah, he says, it's true you can daven in any lashon that you want. But he says that if you daven with this, even if you don't have such kavana, you will be pile tremendous things. Tremendous things will take place. And it's not just the Nefesh HaChaim, it's actually the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura writes this. It's a Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha in Kuf Aleph says, Shetiknu Knesset HaGdoila Nusach HaTfila HaYumeya Ve'esrim Zekenim Umeyim Kamenavim. There were prophets involved. Hema Nimnu Al Kol Bracha B'Tevoseh B'Tzerufi Yosi Yoseh. They knew all the secrets involved in making these brachos to Kishanu. Omrim dvarim elu kilashonam. When we say it with their words, af she'in anu yodin lechavein. Even if we can't be mechavein, we're mamish, our heads are made of wood, and we can't even concentrate that day. But we utter the words of Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. It mikol makom also lanu tefila kahogan. It still works. It may not work on the same level, but it still works. Ki hatevos ba'atzman poilin kedushasan lamala. When you don't use your own nusach, when you have a script, when Baruch Hashem you get a script, even when you're having an off day, it has that potency to it. And be'etzem it's a meshech chachma in this week's parsha in Vayichi. Yaakov Avinu says he conquered Shechem b'charbi v'kashti, with my sword and my bow. And he says, based on the Targum, be'usa v'tzlusa, there are two types of tefillah. There's a tefillah that's niskan, that's set up like our Shmona Esrei. That's like a sword. You touch it, you bleed. It has intrinsic potency. And then there's trying on your own. That's a bow and arrow. You have to aim. You have to have coordination. You have to try very, very hard. We have a cherev, Rabosai. Three times a day, we're using this incredible cherev that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And there was a big controversy. When the Arizal came, he overwhelmed the world. You know what he did? Why do so many Hasidim daven Nusach Sfar? Do you know what happened? Amazing thing. The Arizal came on the scene 500 years ago and was megala some of the great secrets of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, of what they had in mind. And you know what Nusach he did it in? Nusach Sfard! Nusach Sfard! So many Ashkenazim, which are from the courts of the Hasidim, jumped to Nusach Sfard, which is a tremendous thing of very big people. This was a very big decision, and it was done by Malachi Hashem Tzavakas. Which means all of us used to daven Ashkenaz. So for all of the ones who daven Nusach Sfard, enjoy. Because this was a great decision by great people. But us Nusach Ashkenazers, I have a message for you. I have an important message for you. And that is the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says the most awesome thing for Ashkenaz. He says, in Tshuvas, Orachayim, Simen Tesvav, Kishe Ba Ner Elokim Arizel, he was, the Arizal came and he was megala all these secrets. Gila talumo shel nusach sfard. He was megala the secrets of nusach sfard. Why? Because nusach sfard is so much different and better? No. Because he was sfardi. That was the whole reason. That's my nusach, so I'll tell you what's going on over there. The ilu haya Ashkenazi. If he was an Ashkenazi, Oim haya nimsa ben Ashkenazim ish kamohu, or if we were zoche to an Ashkenazi like this, haya oise kayyotze bo besitter Ashkenazi, he would have been megala all of these secrets just as great
just as exciting to the brethren, the Ashkenazim. Okay? This is our Shmona Esrei, Rabosai. And it's more than that. It's more than that. There are 12 of these Nuschos. There are 12 Nuschos. It's brought from the Arizal himself. In Shara Kavanos, Sheyesh Burakia Yudbeis Chaloinos, the Magen Avram brings parts of this. Kineged Yudbeis Shvatim. There are 12 windows, and 12 Shvatim have directions with Nusach. V'kol Shevet V'Shevet Olet Filaso Derech Sharechon Miuchelo. Each Shevet has his window into Shemayim. Kifi Sherish Makor Neshamas HaShevet. Based on who your neshama is and its root, kach tzarich liyoseder tfilaso. You have to stick with your nusach. Lachain says the Ari, roi lekol echad lahachzik kiminag seder tfilaso kiminag avosav. Every person should stick with his nusach of his forefathers. Lefisha eini tanu yodea mihu meshevet zeh umihu meshevet zeh. We don't know who's from Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Yosef, Reuven, Shimon. So just trust the Masorah that you have, that your window is tied to the sitter in front of you. Amazing. Ve'ima tabo levatlo. If you try to be mavato, the minog of your avos, ein tfilasa ola lamala im lo beseder ahu. It won't work. You have to stick with your team. This is what Hashem gave us. He saw that we don't know how to daven anymore. He saw that we're not articulate and we're not capable. And this is the matana. Now, once we have this, Rabosai, we can gain so much. We can gain so much. First of all, priorities. Priorities. What do I ask for first? And what do I ask for second? What I ask for third? What do I ask for fourth? You know, this is a very big decision, and Baruch Hashem, you don't have to make this decision. Baruch Hashem, you don't have to make this decision. This is an awesome decision. Do you remember Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe? They asked Hashem to stay on the other side of the Arden, right? Well, they mentioned their cattle, their sheep, before their kids. That's a no-no, right? Oops. Do you want that to happen to you every time you daven? Right? Mention the Ferrari before your own health? Oh, I just love Ferrari. Sorry. Not a good idea. Every part of the Shmona Esrei says Rabbeinu Bechai, there are 12 bakashas. Before we add Vala Malshinim, there are 12 bakashas in Shmona Esrei. Three brachas in the beginning that are Shevach, three at the end that are Hodah, and 12. 12 brachas in the middle. 12. It's not a coincidence. 12 is the Shvatim. 12 is when you take all the directions of the world, up, down, and also north, south, east, and west, and you connect them with connectors. You try to connect with a line, all the directions. It's all possibilities is 12. And that's when you're davening, you cover everything. You cover everything. The first six brachas is, says Rabbeinu Bechai, is about your own well-being. It's about your own well-being. Right? First, Atachonein Ladam Das, he says, Rabbeinu Yonah brings in Ala Torah. First, you have to daven for yourself, to be a Ruchni person. The Chafetz Chaim in Mishnah Berurah says, Atachonein means to daven to make good decisions. It's not just to daven to be good in learning. Don't do dumb things. Don't go to dumb places. The first thing we daven for is to behave. And Hashiveinu, that we should do tshuva. That's a priority. Hashem set up priorities in our Shmona Esrei. And he says, Rabbeinu Bechai, that once we add Vala Malshinim, there are Yud Gimel, there are 13 Bakashas to teach us that we're so connected to the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. That any moment a Yid wants to tap in and be Ma'orer, the greatest levels of Rachamim in Shemayim, he can, he has that ability. And imagine picking Shemos of Hashem. Do you know how you're supposed to daven the best way? Well, Chana knew how to daven. And when she needed to, she used the word Tzvakos. And that was very powerful. When she called Hashem Tzvakos. Okay, you ever want to make this decision on your own? When to use the word Kale? When to use the word Shakai? When to use the word Elokim? When to use the word Elokeinu? When to use the word Hashem? Mommy, get me out of here! You have a script! Every one of the Shemos Hashem, says the Beis Elokim and the Shari Oira, that the best way to daven is to hit the right name of Hashem. If you can hit that, it goes exactly to the place it's Ola L'Ratzon perfectly. I don't know how to do that, but Chazal do. Chazal, B'derech Nevuah, gave us each and every name that we need to say, exactly in its place. And how to get me where I need to be. All the Yud Ches Brachas Rabbeinu Yonah brings connected the Yud Ches Chulius of the spine. Why are the 18 brachas connected the 18 points in the spine of bending? What's the point? The point is so beautiful. This Shmona Esrei was created, as we've been saying all these weeks, to create avoda, to realize who's boss. There's something amazing that Hashem gave us that we're able to do. You know what that is? To bow in deference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a lot of bowing going in Shmona Esrei. We have the ability to bow. I once read a beautiful poem by the Ramban in the Hakdama to one of his farm. He says, to you, Hashem, I bow with all my 18 chulios. Each one of these allows me to bend, and I bend with each and every one of them. This Shmona Esrei creates a metzias of subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of connection, of knowing who's the boss. The Gemara in Baba Kama, which the Olam's learning, says on Daf Tes Zayin, that when a person dies, his spine, after 7 years, turns into a snake. Huh? Except if he bows during Modin. What does that mean? Says the Marsha, there was somebody who stood very tall. He was the Nachash HaKadmoni. He wasn't bowing for anybody. And Hashem patched him to the ground. You don't bow? Then I'm going to make you bow. Every person is masaking all this arrogance every time he decides to do a Hishtachavaya. In all those times, every time he goes down, he's bending himself. He's connecting. The whole Shmona Esrei is a metzias of Yud Ches Chulius of the Shedra. It's a connection. Hashem, I need you for this. I need you for this. I need you for this. You're this great. Thank you so much for this. It's all an understanding of where you are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we wouldn't have been zocha to this, tremendous matana, we'd be lost. The way we're supposed to daven this, Rabosai, is you're supposed to ride the wave of each word. Of course, you can add at different places, ask your Rav where you can add exactly. I don't want to get into that. I'm not the Pesach. But use the words themselves. They once asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, somebody saw a Maisa, that someone was getting a blood transfusion, and Rav Chaskel Abramsky says, I daven every day for not getting blood transfusions and these types of things. Where does he daven for it? In benching. V'lo lidei matnas baser v'dam. That you shouldn't get a present from a person. That's what I thought. No, it says you shouldn't get a present of blood and meat. No transplants and no blood. You can't do that. They asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, can you do this? He said, anything that fits into the words, you can put inside. Any part of your heart that this speaks to, you can put it in there. And when the words go up, they go with all of these beautiful thoughts. And we have to come back to our Shmona Esrei. We have to look where we are in the Shmona Esrei. And we're going to work on this. B'siyata Shmaya, hopefully, to see where we are in this Shmona Esrei. This is our ticket up to Shamayim. We should all be zeicha to kol mish'alei slibeinu l'tayva.